Praise be Jesus and Mary. We begin this month dedicated to Our Lady, this month of the Holy Rosary, and this month very dear to the Franciscans, in which we celebrate the solemnity of St. Francis in just a few days. We begin this month by honoring the greatest saint of our times, appropriately named Marie-Françoise-Thérèse Martin. In plain English, that's Mary Frances Teresa Martin, plain English, known to the world as Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower. And it was the saint who opened the 20th century on the throne of Saint Peter, Pope Saint Pius X. It was he who called Saint Thérèse the greatest saint of modern times. And we second his opinion. We agree with him. What is it that makes it her so great, that makes Saint Thérèse so great? Well, it's her littleness, of course. Her littleness. For those of us who know something of the ways of God, we really shouldn't expect a different answer. Her greatness is in her littleness, just as Our Lady's greatness is found in her littleness, in her humility. That's what she sings about in her Magnificat in Luke chapter 1. Saint Thérèse knew that the freedom which God wants all of us to have comes through understanding and embracing truly what it means to be a child of God. You know, living the Christian and Catholic faith as a child of God means that spiritually you become like a child. You know, we don't enter a second time into our earthly mother's womb, as Nicodemus protested in John chapter 3, and we don't also act immature and helpless. That's not spiritual childhood means. So how can we describe spiritual childhood in about 5 minutes or so? Well, we'll give 7 points to reflect on, 7 brief points. One, spiritual childhood means, first of all, embracing the reality that God is your all-good, all-loving Heavenly Father who loves you with unconditional love, who says in the scriptures, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for your good and not for evil, to give you a future and hope," Jeremiah 29, verse 11, who promises you, again, through St. Paul, "All things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes," promises you that everything works for good in your life, Romans 8, 28, who says to you through the prophet Isaiah, "For I, the Lord, am your God who hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you," Isaiah 41, 13. Spiritual childhood, too, means trusting God, who is completely trustworthy. It means taking him at his word and taking to heart the fact that he loves you and so much that he even died for you. He sacrificed himself on the cross to make sure that he could have you with him for all eternity. Whoever is willing to die for you, you should be able to say, well, this person must be trustworthy to some extent. They're willing to give their life for me. Spiritual childhood means, three, making yourself small so that God can become bigger in your life. As St. John the Baptist said, he, Jesus, must increase and I must decrease, said the Baptist, John 3, verse 30. It means not trying to understand everything. Being small means not trying to understand everything, because if I understood everything, I'd have the omniscient mind of God, and I'm not supposed to have that. That's not what I'm supposed to have. It also means not trying to control everything. It means doing our part, yes, but releasing everything to the one who truly is in control of everything, and there's a great freedom in doing that as well. Spiritual childhood means, four, focusing on pleasing only our heavenly parents, our heavenly Father, our heavenly Mother, our Lord. They need to be number one on our people pleaser list. We have a list of people that we want to please. They have to be number one on that list. If they're first on that list, then the good news is, among other things, we won't sin, at least not voluntarily. We won't sin, because we won't do things which are displeasing to them. We won't want to do things which hurt or displease them. Spiritual childhood also means, five, having total confidence in God and saying with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things in him, in Christ, who strengthens me. Philippians 4, verse 13. Jesus said, without me, you can do what? Nothing, he said, right? Without me, you can do nothing. John 15, 5. But with him, we can do all things, for nothing is impossible with God. To quote the angel Gabriel, the words that he said to Our Lady in Luke 1, 37. Angel Gabriel, whose feast we celebrated 2 days ago. We know God is not only omniscient, meaning he knows all things, but he's also omnipotent, all-powerful. And he is, quote, my strength, says the psalmist, very beautifully in Psalm 59, verses 9 and 16. So with him, that means that I become all-powerful as well. The name Gabriel, as we said the other day, actually means God is my strength, right? God is my strength. So if I'm relying on God's strength and not on my own strength, then whatever I need to do, I can and will be able to do it. Spiritual childhood means sixth. It means that I don't know necessarily the twists and turns in the road that lie ahead of me, but I know the right people. I know our Lord, I know Our Lady, and I know that they know the road. They're the ones who know the road, and they're also with me every step of the way, every step of the way. We must become like children, our Lord said in today's gospel, Matthew 18, verse 3. The word that he uses there for children in the Greek, it's paideion. It literally means a little child or an infant. So not just someone who's, you know, 7 or 8 years old. It means literally a toddler, you know, someone who can not do much more than drool and cry and sleep and hopefully eat. Infants, when they go on a trip, they typically don't know where they're going, right? But their parents do. Their parents know where they're going. Thomas said to our Lord at the Last Supper, you remember he said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? We don't know where you're going. And what did Jesus say? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said to Thomas. John 14, verses 5 through 6. How can we know the way, says Thomas? Jesus says, I am the way. If anyone would come after me, he also says in Luke 9, 23, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So we follow Jesus, not only because he knows the way, but because he is. He is the way, right? And we believe him when he says that. We actually trust him when he says that. Life is a beautiful adventure when we allow Jesus to be the way, to be our way, and also to lead the way as well. Lastly, for now, spiritual childhood seven means that everything I do is a response to God's love for me. You know, once I understand God's goodness and his mercy, and his love, and I learn to take that to heart, then I'm called to respond in love. The Christian and Catholic faith is a response of love. It's not just a series of rules and regulations and do's and don'ts and rights and obligations. It includes those things, yes, of course, but that's not the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter is taking to heart God's love for me and loving him in return, and loving others as an extension of God's love. Saint Therese knew all these things, she taught all these things, and more importantly, she lived all of these things. Through her intercession and through the intercession of our Blessed Mother today, may we too understand and teach and live her spiritual childhood, which is very, very freeing, by the way, very freeing. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.